What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the In the End Zone podcast. Just a quick heads up before we jump right into it. You can find this recording as well as some of our previous recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Media on both of those sites. Also, be sure to follow us on our social media pages. We regularly post on Instagram. You can find us by searching at In the End Zone podcast on Instagram. Be sure to follow us on our Patreon. For less than a cup of coffee in a month, $3, you get exclusive content. You get access to behind-the-scenes stuff, footage before it's even out on YouTube. So, yeah, check that out. Help support us. It helps us get better gear, better quality content. So it goes directly to improving the quality. So thanks for watching this and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Yo, peace. Yo. What's happening? How are you, Anthony?
What's going on? Do you know what we're doing? I don't know about that.
How are we?
The Bruins got their asses handed to them by the Florida Panthers. We can't catch a break. Oh, the Patriots with Miami. And now, what's up with these Florida teams, actually? Hold up. Wait a minute. We're on to something right now.
Hold on.
What is up with this?
They're whooping your ass.
Patriots with the Dolphins.
They continue to do it.
Bruins with the Panthers. God, this is just...
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good.
I will say, the end of that game, though, you guys looked okay. The beginning, it looked real rough, though. You didn't have Swayman.
We're talking about the Bruins, by the way, everyone. We're talking about Bruins.
Yes.
Patriots.
Not football yet, but around. Yeah, let's get into it. Anthony, how's your week?
Yeah. Pretty good. Rough start to the beginning of the week, honestly, and whatnot. Well, I guess recording right now, it is beginning of the week, but pretty good. Had a good day overall. The weekend was iffy. Fantasy team, you know, lost by 6 points with 145 points. Not fun.
It's not good.
No. But overall it was fine, I guess, besides the Patriots losing, like I said just a minute ago. But you know what? All is good, you know? Got a second interview, you know? So
nice.
That's always positive news at least.
When is that again? You told me, but I can't remember. It's a little while in advance, right?
30 days. Later, right? 30 days, about a month.
30 days?
Yeah.
So like November?
Yeah, roughly. Like second week in November.
That's nice.
Yeah. Cool. How about you?
Well, Keaton. How's the weekend? How was your day? Keaton?
Oh, yeah. Keaton.
Keaton. You guys haven't noticed. We only have two out of the three guys that we typically record with. Keaton, our third member of the In the End Zone podcast, is not with us today because he's going through some personal stuff. Shout out to you, Keaton. We love you. We're going to take over for you. But... he could have definitely had a better day. As for me, my week has been pretty good. My weekend was decent. I think I went like 50-50 in fantasy. The Niners just continue to suck it up this year for some reason. Don't know why. It's been a really tough watch, but it could have been a worse weekend. Could have been better. The start of the week has been a lot better than the start of the week last week. But last week was rough just because of that whole trip, dude. I could not get over the Sunday scaries. This week, with Monday being a day that I was not feeling hungover and tired, it's been a lot better. My workouts have been better. I actually had a PR today, 100s for 11, yeah. Anthony.
Ooh.
100s for 11.
Okay.
Getting up there.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Heck yeah.
But yeah. This week's been a lot better. Don't feel as tired, and I'm ready to talk some football. So let's get into it.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down. Wide 80. Sid Hunt.
We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just right.
This is a
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the I'm in the headquarters right now, dude.
God, I love that intro.
It's so good, man.
Actually, I was about to say that to you. My computer right now is lagging up a storm. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's our Wi-Fi or if it's the fog rolling through. it's not that. But for some reason, both of our computers are really slow and it's lagging like a mofo. So if we sound or look very laggy, we apologize, but we're just going to run through it. So last week, we had a pretty interesting week of football. And I think the Thursday night football game kind of set the tone. Bucks at Falcons, 30-36. I believe that you guys had the Bucks winning. I had the Falcons winning. Only reason I said that, too, is because I predicted them to win in the beginning of the year, that division. So realistically, I think I would have picked the Bucks, but just like the Bengals, I continue to pick them. And I got kind of
lucky. Not to mention, you also had Bijan Robinson, though.
Yes, true. And so you wanted
That was a great game. That was a great
Thursday night football game. Went for 500 yards. Yes. I was not expecting that. I mean, that's probably the game of the week, realistically. That was a hell of a game. Shout out to the Falcons, though, man. They pulled off an OT 36-30, a game that I was not expecting them to win going into that fourth quarter. The Bucks, I don't want to call it a choke, but man, that last drive was horrible, Anthony. Drive was horrible. Okay, computer isn't lagging nearly as much anymore. I think it like did lagging
for
2 minutes and now it's clear.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good now. But
okay, cool.
No, honestly, Bucks didn't have the greatest last drive, not gonna lie. No. Yes, no. Technically, if you want to call it choke, technically, yes, it was a choke. 100% it was. But I'm not going to deny the fact that the Bucks, they played great.
They did.
They played amazing, honestly. Like, that honestly, so far, best Thursday night football game that we've had this year.
Yes.
So far, agreed. This season.
Honestly, that might be the best primetime game we've had. I mean, it's the only one that's gone into OT. Yeah, this year.
Okay, yes. Okay,
Sunday night football game. Thursday night football game, it has to be the best.
I agree with that.
Very competitive. Yeah. That division is crazy, man. Crazy competitive. Fun game. That division is
scary.
Yeah, let's get into the Sunday morning and afternoon games. The first one that we had was Jets versus Vikings, which sucked because, and this is going to sound really fucking ignorant, I did not know they were playing in London because I had not set my fantasy lineup yet, and I had woken up at 8. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look at fantasy. You know, I have 2 hours. I'm like, that's weird. Sam Darnold's playing. Why is Sam Darnold playing? I look it up in London. Fuck. Should not have played him. Should not have played him. Thank God Zuch didn't fucking set his lineup in the Settle Down group. But in that league, he didn't set his lineup, which is nice because I kind of won. But dude, I did not know that that game was happening. And it seemed like it was probably for the better because that game was a shit show, boring ass game to me. And do you have anything to say about that? Really, the only thing I could say is Aaron Rodgers does not look like Aaron Rodgers. Your interceptions didn't look too hot.
I'm going to just be straight up with it. I wasn't awake for that game. I'm not waking up that early. Hell no. I'm not like – I'm going to sleep until right when 10 a.m. pretty much. That was my thing. Or 9:40 went to look at lineups. But I looked at a little bit of highlights. Aaron Rodgers, you're showing your age, bud, and not in a good way. Like – sure, Tom Brady, he was older, and he did perfectly fine. But you, Mr. Rodgers, it's not looking too hot for you, bud. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. The age is really showing. You're not in your prime anymore.
Yes.
It's.
I'll say this. I think Aaron Rodgers really got away with a lot because his throwing mechanics aren't the greatest. I'll be honest. I mean, he has a beautiful. He can flick it with his wrist, unlike a lot of quarterbacks. When you get older and you can't plant that tape and you can't scramble as much as he can, you got to stay in the pocket, and he's just not a pocket quarterback like that. He's going to be a struggler in the pocket. He needs to fucking scramble, and he can't. And I'm not saying it's because of his Achilles, but he's looking like he's 40, like you've said, and my lagging is coming back. Damn it. Lagged for 2 minutes. Now it was fucking good for like 3 minutes. Now I see
I will say real quick. I will say real quick about that game. Just want to give someone their flowers, just token appreciation, you know, for the Jets team and everything and the fans. Garrett Wilson, welcome to the league. You finally showed up. Good stuff, man. You balled out. You balled out. What was it? Sunday morning. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
Wilson's a dog. Wilson's a dog, and Aaron Rodgers does not trust him for some reason. That team is in shambles, and we'll get into it. We have a lot more to talk about with that team, but yeah, dude. Yep. I don't know. I got really lucky with that game. I didn't set my lineup. Zeus did not set his lineup either, and he did not set his lineup for Sunday or Monday. So I kind of got a free bye week in that game. That league, I'm 4-1, by the way, which is kind of crazy. The Settle Down League, I'm 4-1, but I've gotten pretty lucky. Yeah. But we'll talk about this one a little bit too. Panthers at Bears, 10-36. The Bears won by 26, that is. That was a crazy game. And look, I called it. I think that Caleb Williams is starting to kind of show why he was the number one pick. And every single week, he's starting to play better. However, comma, it was Carolina's defense. Anthony, what do you have to say?
Yeah, no. I mean, Caleb is looking better in the pocket. I'm not going to lie, he is. He's still getting lit up every once in a while. Sure, he's a rookie.
He looks more comfortable.
I take back. Don't start. I take back what I said a few weeks ago. Said you're not a starter. Sit down. Whatever. That was foolish, man. All right. That was foolish of me. We're looking.
That was emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was going through some stuff.
Sometimes anyways, it happens, man. Sometimes it happens.
It really does. You know, he played great. Bears defense played great against Panthers. Yet again, it is Panthers. But hey, Panthers offense was playing great, and the Bears defense clearly said, you know what? We're going to throw Andy Dalton out of this game. We're going to bring in Bryce Young back. And hey,
yep,
Bryce Young played fine. That last few drives that he
played
had,
decent.
He played decent. Don't know if he's going to be back or not, but he didn't play bad. And I will say that. I'm not a Bryce Young fan, but he played fine.
I'll say two things. One, Chuba Hubbard, he's actually a good running back. And two, Bryce Young on the sideline, man, it's really hard to look at him. He looks so sad. He looks so sad, man. I actually feel bad for him. Like, damn, man. But yeah, that was a cool game just because, I mean, you guys have been shitting on Caleb. Realistically, I wanted to talk about that one because Keaton specifically has been shitting on Caleb. But I kind of wanted to let you speak your mind because I thought he played great and it seems like you think he played pretty good too. So moving on to some of the other games, and this was probably the second best game, if not the best game of the week. Ravens at Bengals. The Ravens ended up winning, I believe, in OT, correct? 41-38. I think it was two OTs, right. Double OT, right? No. It was almost double OT. That's what it was. Excuse me.
The game was coming down to the
41-38, Ravens. Wow, what a fucking game. I mean, every single time they play, it's a classic. But it seemed like this was almost a must win for the Bengals, and they just didn't pull it out. Joe Burrow, I mean, we've said it before. That man, when he's healthy, is the second best quarterback in the league, and he's playing like it. He has a 12 touchdown to 2 interception ratio, I believe. He is balling the fuck out.
So I do want to mention, I don't think I have the stats in front of me right now, but I saw some stats earlier comparing him and Mahomes. And right now, maybe this is it. Nope, this is it actually right here. I want to bring this in real quick. So real quick, Chiefs, they're 5-0 now. We'll get to their game in a little bit. 2024 stats for Patrick Mahomes. 1,205 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Got it? Joe Burrow. Bengals records 1-4. Joe Burrow with 1,370 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions.
Yep.
And it's so shitty because if that Bengals defense was just a little bit better, hey, like, and plus T. Higgins, actually throwing the ball to T. Higgins. T. Higgins is doing something. Yep. He's finally connecting a little bit more with Ja'Marr Chase now. I mean,
a lot more. Yeesh. Ja'Marr might be in the running for offensive player of the year. He is going crazy.
Hey, he had one really, really good game last week. I won't say that yet. Oh, no, you're right.
Back to back.
You're right.
Back to back, like crazy games.
Nevertheless, though, honestly, we can't really look at this Bengals team and look at them like, man, they're 1-4. They suck. No. I will not say that they suck.
They don't suck.
Are they in my top 10, though, right now? No, they're not going to be in my top 10 in my power rankings right now. But they don't suck as a team. Strengthen that defense a little bit. They're in playoffs. That's my take with the Bengals right now. All I wanted to say about that game. And honestly, good win for the Ravens. That was a hard-fought win, but Derrick Henry, you're him, by the way. You're still the king. Yeah.
Everyone that questioned Derrick Henry, I'm sorry. You guys were all wrong, man. And I was still a little skeptical. I will say. But he's a dog. And I will say, with Joe Burrow, with this year so far, his stats are crazy. But the one thing that I wanted to point out, he has a rating of 113.6, which is the highest ever in his career. So it's not like he's playing crazy good just with stats. He's playing good across the board. That team is 1-4. It sucks for them because realistically, in a division that's that tight, doesn't really seem like they're going to win that division. So their only hope is a wild card, which is going to be hard in both the AFC and the NFC. They remind me a little bit of the Niners. Just an identity problem. Both teams are stacked. It's just not going well for both of them. Moving on to a really boring game. Or excuse me. I'll go on to this one just because I said it. Colts at Jags, 34-37. I didn't read the one above it, which is a good game. But like I said, this one was just a shootout, boring game. Both teams are fucking ass. But going into a good game, Bills at Texans. The Texans won 23-20. That game was a stellar game. A little bit surprising, though. I thought it would have been a little bit more high scoring. Josh Allen, it feels like since everyone started to hype him up with the MVP chance and everything, has slowed down a little bit. That team has slowed down a lot of bit. They've lost two tough games. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Texans, again, we've talked about this, and if we were doing power rankings, they would probably be in our top five. But they just don't seem like they're playing to their full potential. I thought the Bills in the beginning of the year when they were undefeated, I thought that might have been a little bit of a fluke just because that defense had lost half of their starters. And now they're starting to kind of look like the team that I thought they would be. A little bit better than 500. Probably going to win that division now. I mean, I don't really see another team that's going to compete with them. But yeah, I don't know. Texans still have not looked great, still have not played a full game, but they're winning games, and they're 4-1. Anthony, next game we have AFC East battle. And you want to go into this one, bud?
Yeah, sure. It was Dolphins at Patriots, you know? 15-10. Patriots were up the entire game. And then guess what? We lost still. We still lost. Called it, by the way. Dolphins were going to win that game. They always beat us. Doesn't matter what happens. They somehow always beat us. That team, like, that was battle of the shits game right there. And we are the and Patriots are just shittier. That's just what it turned out to be. That was the toilet. That was the toilet bowl.
Yeah, dude.
You know, no words for it. Really, Brissett, you played like a bum. Like, I don't know really what else to say. Shitty game. I called it. We were going to lose. It was depressing and it was boring. It was a boring game as it was. And then for us just to lose like that, I was like, man, this, I just really just want to jump off a bridge. You know, sounds fun.
Yeah.
I encourage everyone not to do that.
allegedly,
but moving on.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this before we move on. That game was slotted at 10 a.m. We had the 1:25 p.m. game for the 49ers. So, Anthony, if you guys don't know, is a Patriots fan. I'm a 49ers fan. We were watching this game because it was slotted at the 10 a.m. time. My game was slotted at 1. So, we watched basically this whole game. And throughout the whole game, I'm not going to lie to you, Anthony, it was hard to watch. And we were going back and forth saying that. But that game was a boring 15-10 game. Boring. There was no offense. The defenses were playing good enough to win. And the Patriots just did not get it done, which sucks. And I will say this. In the past for quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round have been to not be the starter, to be benched, quote unquote, or be the second string, quote unquote, for a veteran quarterback. That's good. But I will say there have been some guys that have not kind of developed because they've been under a quarterback that has not played good. Brissett, he is not playing good. He is not showing you how to be a good quarterback in the league. And Jacoby, there's been some times where he's been good. The Browns, he had a special time with them, but with the Patriots, man, oh, man, it is the right move to start Drake May. I'm going to say it now. I love that, and we'll talk about it later. Moving on, though, a couple more Sunday afternoon games. The Browns at Commanders, what a fucking win for the Commanders. 34-13. That Browns defense is ass this year for no reason. It doesn't really make sense because they were great last year, but the Browns are horrible. Raiders at Broncos, another great win for the Broncos. 3-2, was not expecting that. 34-18. We'd probably talk about this a little bit more if Tyler was on, if he wasn't punching his bag against his closet, but we're not going to talk about it too much. Cardinals at 49ers, and this is the one I'm dreading. I'm going to be honest with you, man. 10-point leads for some reason, just hate to see the other team fucking coming against the 49ers because every single time, they just fucking choke it, dude. They just choke it. It doesn't even make sense. At this point, it's a legit stat that Kyle Shanahan chokes more 10-point leads than any other coach in the league. And it's like, dude, I just expected it. Like, at this point, bro, I'm not trying to be like that one fan that's just negative, but this team so far has been the most underwhelming Super Bowl contender team I've watched in years, at least for the 49ers. I can tell you it's the most underwhelming team I think I've watched with Kyle since we've been a Super Bowl contender. We're 2-3 going into a must-win game against Seattle. That game fucking sucked. It sucked. And what sucked about it even more, third quarter, probably about, I think, 8 minutes left. I'm watching this. I'm like, 10-point lead. It's not looking too hot. You know, something's going to happen. Like, I'm starting to get to the point where I just expect it. I expected it. Fourth quarter comes around. Dude, James Conner looked like an all-pro Hall of Fame running back against us. He broke 17 tackles. And I guarantee you, 15, maybe 14, 13, more than half of those came in the fucking fourth quarter. Frustrating game to lose. We'll move on. But, yeah, must-win game against Seattle this week, Thursday. Packers at Rams. Again, this just kind of seemed like a boring game. 24-19, Packers won. Good win for them just because that division is crazy stacked right now. But, yeah, Giants at Seahawks, probably the most confusing and surprising game that we've had all week or did have all week. Giants won 29-20. I have no clue what happened. That was during the 49ers game. Man, I don't know. That was kind of a shit show. And realistically, it gives me a little bit of hope for Thursday. We would have talked about this more if Keaton was here, but we're going to move on. Cowboys at Steelers. My God, that was fucking boring. But I'm going to give flowers when flowers are due. Dak Prescott, he won it in the fourth. I guarantee you 90% of the people watching were not expecting him to get that fucking game-winning drive going. And to score the touchdown, I'll point right at myself, was not expecting that. Not one bit. Oh. Dak, that was a huge win for them. And then Monday Night Football, Saints versus Chiefs. Guess who won?
Wait.
Prime time.
I'm just going to take a wild guess here.
Whoa. Wait, Ant.
Whoa, man.
Hold on.
Was it the Chiefs?
Oh, my God. How did you fucking know?
It's hard for the team. I was going to say, it's hard for the Saints to win when they're going against two different teams.
Yep. The boys in the stripes and fucking white pajamas. And the Chiefs. And then I'll say this. And look, man, we have not mentioned this a lot because we're not haters of Taylor Swift. We don't mind Taylor Swift. But I will say this. Through two quarters, they showed her twice. In the second quarter, there was a moment. Showed her for a minute straight, Anthony. And right before that, Ant turns to me and what did you say? Because I go, God, not this. And you go, dude, to be honest with you, they have not been showing her a lot. I think they've only shown her twice. I'm like, oh, really? They go back to the announcers and then go back to her for fucking 60 seconds.
Look,
like,
she's right down below me. She's right down below me.
I was like, dude, what?
We're like, we don't care.
What is going on, dude? Oh, man. That wraps up our preview of last week. Really good week of football, honestly. I don't think there were too many surprises and a lot of the teams that were good won again. But we're going to get into fantasy. And, you know, I'm just going to jump into it because I got really fucking lucky. Got really fucking lucky, and I'll say why. I had 103 points going into Monday. Stewie had 93. Stewie's one of our buddies in our pee-pee poo-poo man league, if you guys didn't know. There was a 50-50 chance that I would lose or win this game, right? The Chiefs end up scoring 6 points. Olave, who was the other player he had, ended up scoring five. 5 points. I won. 110.36 to 98.12. And Stewie, that little rat, he hit me with the GGs, and I gave it to him. I gave it to him because he knows what that means. He knows what that means. If you're watching, rat shit, Stewie. Rat shit. But, I did this. Oh, no, I didn't. Biggest disappointment, Dalton Kincaid, yet again. I think I've actually named him for this three times now. Three times in fucking 5 weeks, 5.4 points, averaging like six a fucking game. Not good. Best performer, Caleb Williams, and I'm sorry, Stewie, you called this. He went crazy. 23.56 points, and most mediocre, Jordan Addison with 6.6. And I will say this. Jordan Addison had the possibility and the potential to have probably 25. But, Sam missed him on three deep balls that were just right there. So I'm a little bit upset about that, but we got the dub. 3-2, number 7 in the league. It's not looking too hot, not looking too bad for playoffs. Anthony, what about you?
Yeah, well, another disappointing week for me. Well, I mean, my team's good in fantasy. It was disappointing. 3-2 now. Week 4 loss to Isaac. I lost 145.40 to 151.88. This is the second time now where it's been high scoring and I lose. Now, one thing I don't get in fantasy this year, for me, yes, my team is good. I've said this. My average points right now is 140 is what I'm scoring for each week. That's my average. But the issue is that for some reason, every single week, whenever I play one of the guys, their team just decides to pop off and do as well as my team. And I'm like, why? Yep. Why is this happening? You score for the past 2 weeks in a row, you scored less than 100, and now your team's scoring like 140. Like, why is that?
Yeah.
And it's super frustrating. I just can't catch a break. I can't get an easy win for the life.
Really, really unfortunate. I will say, I looked at this because him and I were talking. In the last game Alvin Kamara played, you'll get into it, but he ended up losing, which sucks. Alvin Kamara didn't have a great game. He'll talk about it. But I was like, Anthony, I think you have damn near as many points against as you have points for. And I looked at it, and I think it was before it loaded in this week, but you were at like 616 and 605 for points forward to points against, respectfully. And I don't know if that still has translated,
right?
Or maybe I'm just fucking pulling numbers out of my ass.
So I do. So I have the most. I have the most points forced in the league now. My points forced is 600. Is 690.88.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my points for, and my points allowed is 612. Like,
which is the
that's insane.
Oh, wait, it's not. It's the third highest or fourth highest. Holy shit. Stu is getting really unlucky. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fantasy is just gruesome. I'm not going to lie. Fantasy is really, really just one of those things that comes down to luck and skill. And sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get unlucky. Stewie, you are getting unlucky. Anthony, as a guy that scored 690 points and you actually are averaging 140, maybe a little less, but that's like damn near 140. That is really unlucky to be 3-2. Really, really unlucky.
I realistically should be 4-1.
I've scored 560 points. I have like a 560 points for against a 500 something points against, and I'm 3-2 as well. So it's really just one of the things that comes down to luck sometimes. And Anthony, I'm sorry to say, but you're just not looking too lucky this year. But sometimes going into the playoffs, all you need to do is score a lot of points. So we'll see.
Well,
get into your players. I'm sorry.
Team, though. Biggest disappointment for this week was Deontay Johnson with 5.90. Andy Dalton wasn't really throwing the ball too much to him. And then, you know, we have Bryce Young coming in. He's not going to throw the ball to him. So that was just shit, SOL right there for me. Best performer, DJ Moore, with 27 points. You know, best week he's had so far for me. May end up trading him. I don't know yet, but we'll see. Most mediocre, Alvin Kamara. You know, he's one of the best running backs in the league. He's top five right now. But it was just unfortunate, you know, against that Kansas City defense. Couldn't produce too much with 12.6 points. But yeah, that's my fantasy team. Moving on to the next. Hopefully it's a better win for me.
I will say Kansas City's defense has been fucking elite. They've been really good, especially against wide receiver ones, running back ones, them. So tough week for you to lose, especially with Alvin Kamara only scoring 13. If he did his typical, probably would have won that. But Anthony, you have a funny fantasy stat for us. And this is going to be one of those things I think that we put in all the weeks. So get ready for this. Anthony, what is this segment going to be called? Because I feel like it's going to be reoccurring.
This is going to be worst fantasy team of this week possible.
Yes, I like that. I like that.
So on this week's episode of that, we have the week five worst fantasy team possible. So if you had this team, I'm sorry, because this is honestly also a very believable team that you could have. So Darnold had 5.3. Hall had 6.7. Excuse me. Hall had 6.7. Irving had 5.6. Wicks had 4 points. Olave had 3. Njoku had 2.4. Samuel had 3, Saints kicker had 0, and the Ravens defense had 0, all equaling to 30 points.
Dude, that's
that
so
is the
insane.
Worst team you could
I'm pretty
have.
Sure Stewie had 3 of those players, by the way. He had Wicks, Olave, and who were the running backs?
Irving and Breece Hall.
No, he didn't have Breece. Maybe he only had 2.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man, that's so bad, though.
I'm sorry. But That is fucking epic, though.
That's week five's worst fantasy team possible.
That I
well, getting into some of the news, man, I don't know what happened over this last week, but we have a lot to talk about news-wise. And one of the main things that we talked about last week was Davante Adams. And his trade talk is starting to heat up. I believe this was two days ago, but he canceled Kay Adams' interview amid his trade talks. And with that being said, we are having a bunch of teams and a bunch of reporters and a bunch of just drama and trade talk and all this with a ton of teams. One of the ones that we're talking about and that we've seen has been the Steelers. One of the teams that I was not really expecting, but there's been a lot of talk that he could go to the Steelers. And with that being said, the Steelers have all sorts of issues at the wide receiver position is what this article is saying. Besides George Pickens, they need a lot more depth. One of the main things that they're looking at is trading for Davante Adams, which, again, to me, I think makes sense, but doesn't really make sense because I feel like George Pickens is one of those guys that needs the ball, and Davante is specifically a guy that wants the ball. That's why he wants out of the Raiders system because he's not getting the ball. But, again, it says the NFL trade speculation is starting to heat up, and Davante Adams is undeniably the biggest name who could be on the move. This was from Adam Schefter. The NFL insider also noted the Steelers, Bills, and Ravens are monitoring the situation and could get into the mix. I would love for him to go to the Bills. That would be my favorite place for him to go. If he went to the Ravens, I think it'd be cool as well. Anywhere but the Steelers. That team is just so boring. And, like, realistically, I just don't think he's going to have fun there. But, yeah, I mean, the Bills would be really, really cool. But, yeah, he had to cancel his interview with Kay Adams, which, again, isn't something that typically happens with him because – you know, he likes to talk with her specifically. They've had kind of a grouping for a bit now just because her show is called Up in Adams. So she obviously has him on every once in a while. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that he canceled and that this is actually happening. I mean, we kind of called this, not specifically that we thought he was going to ask for a trade, but we said that he wasn't the happiest. And it's pretty clear he is not happy. And there are a lot of good teams looking at him. A lot of good teams. So, Anthony, do you have anything to go off of that?
Well, I do want to say that we actually did say he was either going to get traded in the middle of this year or by next offseason during this past offseason that we just had. Honestly, I don't want him going to Steelers.
Oh, did we?
I think he – we did. We did. Because we talked about him with the reunion.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, because we said he was really unhappy, but we did get into that. My bad.
But – I don't want him going to the Steelers. I don't know why. I just don't. I have no really rhyme or reason for it. I just don't. I prefer seeing the Bills just purely because I like the Bills. I love the Bills, honestly. I love that entire franchise. Like, not going to complain about it. I should hate them because it was the same division as the Patriots, but I don't. I just don't. You can't hate the Bills. They are.
Can't hate Josh Allen.
No, you can't. Their fan base is S tier. Best fan base in the NFL, in my opinion. Or honestly, I know it's not on the list, but he would look sick in a Saints uniform. Sorry, he would.
Derek Carr too. I think they're on the list. I just don't know if they're really looking into him like that. Their wide receiver core is pretty good there as well. So I don't know, but yeah, that's been some crazy shit. And for him to cancel it means that he probably just doesn't want to talk about it, which I don't blame him. But I don't know, man. It's just it's gonna get crazy. Speaking about crazy, why can't fucking NFL stay out of trouble? New England Patriots captain Jarrell Peppers was arrested on assault, strangulation, and drug charges. I'm going to say that again. New England Patriots captain Jarrell Peppers was arrested on assault, strangulation, and drug charges. Anthony, what was the drug that he was charged with?
Coke.
He was hitting the slopes.
Coke. And not this kind of coke. Not this kind of coke. But cocaine.
And the craziest thing about this was he didn't even play. He has a shoulder injury. He's not even playing right now. So he did this while injured. I'm going to go into this. Jarrell Peppers has been arrested and charged with battery on an intimate partner, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of a Class B drug that police believe to be coke. Okay. That is insane, Keaton. Not going to say that one. He was accused of hitting his girlfriend and choking her at least six times. The victim said, quote unquote, "My BF put his hands on my neck and smashed my head against the wall. Then he pushed me down the stairs all on Saturday." Pepper's lawyer said that they have evidence to contradict the victim's story, so it will go to trial possibly. Don't really know if there's any evidence against that, because if there was coke in his system, they would probably know and they probably tested him. But man, what the fuck is going on, Ant? What is going on?
I don't know.
He was arrested and it was posted for $2,500 bail. I wanted to include that. His court date is scheduled for November 22nd. Seems like most likely he'll be able to play unless he gets suspended. But what the fuck, dude? Patriots, they never get into things like this. They never get into things like this. And Jabril Peppers,
man.
Last time we got into things like this
was due to Aaron Hernandez. At least he's not as, at least Peppers isn't a freaking murderer, but fuck. Still not good. This is insane. I mean,
damn near. He's beating the shit out of his intimate partner. What's going on, dude? What's going on? That's two weeks in a row. Von Miller and now Jabril Peppers. Both guys that I like. Both guys that I like, man. It sucks.
It's moving forward.
And, you know, this one doesn't really suck, but I feel like it's a little bit of a stinger. Robert Saleh has been fired by the Jets. And again, we called this as well. We called this. Keaton specifically called this. And I put that because I know Keaton said this multiple times. I thought that they would stick with him. And the reason why it stings, if you guys don't know, he was a defensive coordinator for the 49ers when we should have won a Super Bowl. And he got a head coaching job because of Kyle Shanahan. So they are very close to each other. Again, he has no plans to return to coaching in 2024 after his exit with the Jets. And he was completely blindsided by the firing. I'm going to go into this. I think this was the one that kind of just says what happened. Let's get into it. It's loading. So, yeah, Jake Lazor, not really sure who he is. Crazy name, by the way. But he said, just talked to Robert Saleh, who said he was blindsided by Woody Johnson walking to his office and letting him go. Certainly disappointing he wasn't going to be given the opportunity to get things going with what he said is a very good roster. And despite what people thought, his relationship with Aaron Rodgers was not fractured, like I said, despite speculation. So, yeah, that was a crazy one. We have a couple more articles that I kind of want to go through here because, I mean, one of the main things and why I kind of said it stings as well, because if you're a 49ers fan, you know that our defense has severely underperformed. Robert Saleh, when he was there, has been probably been the best defensive coordinator under Kyle Shanahan that I could at least think of right now. So a lot of us fans were thinking, hey, demote Sorensen, fire someone, get him back into the DC role, right? But like I said, he does not want to coach. So that's one of the things that stings as well. And then I wanted to read more into, I believe I have a tweet here. Okay, yeah, this is what it said. So Jordan Schultz, who's honestly a pretty good analyzer, he's from the NFL Insider. He said, my understanding is that Robert Saleh was fired this morning and then escorted out of the building by team security. There was no meeting with players to inform them or anything like that. He was in the building for work. And then he was out of the building, out of a job. And mind you, this doesn't, this doesn't typically happen. I mean, it continues to say, Robert Saleh came into the building today, business as usual. The decision of him getting fired was a surprise, and it came directly from ownership. No one knew it. There was no meeting, nothing. He was blindsided. That typically doesn't happen. Makes sense with how good that roster is, why he was fired. But to do that, I felt like was a bit disrespectful. Ant, do you agree with me?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's really not much more to talk about it, but yeah, kind of crazy. Sucks for Jets fans, and it seems like they're kind of doomed with that ownership. I'm not going to lie. Moving on to some other bad news for me specifically, because CMC will not be activated for Thursday's game, even though he's eligible to be activated from IR this week. Reason why we kind of continue to keep going into this, because the 49ers are struggling, clearly. 2-3, I think Christian McCaffrey not being in that roster and lineup kind of makes a big difference. But like I said, 49ers don't expect McCaffrey to make his return until November. We talked about this last week. Again, this isn't really surprising. This is just kind of going off of what was said last week. But like I said, he was eligible to be activated from IR. It's not looking like he's going to be until November. However, we did get some good news. McCaffrey's return depends on how he fares in practice. But for now, there is some mild encouragement because the three-time Pro Bowler's calf and Achilles issues did not flare up after on-field work last week. This is the first time it's happened since he's been placed on IR, and that was from Schefter. So some encouraging news, but again, not looking too hot overall. We need to win a couple games and hope that we can get healthy. We're going to talk about something that we talked about last week, and we made a clip on this. It was not confirmed that Rashee Rice had torn his ACL, and now we actually got confirmation, and it was not his ACL. However, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice needs LCL repairing, so he's expected to miss the rest of the season. That injury was gruesome as hell. I was really shocked that he did not tear his ACL, which is probably good for their future. But it says Rice is scheduled for surgery Tuesday, and if the procedure confirms that LCL is the only damaged ligament and his ACL doesn't need reconstructing, the second-year wide receiver should be out for roughly 3 months and able to return healthy in 2025, which means he's not going to play for the rest of the year. And again, there isn't confirmation that it's not only his LCL, so I don't know what's going on. It's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Okay. Wow, Rice is expected to miss campaign coming back. Okay, it's just saying the LCL. Again, we're not really getting confirmation, and I think it's a bit weird. I'm not saying it's only because it's the Chiefs, but typically when we get a big player like this with a knee injury, we know. There isn't speculation. There's nothing that says that he could come back. I'm just saying it's a little bit weird with the team. But Rashee Rice, I wish the best for you. We memed you up a little bit. It sucks to tear something like that. Hopefully you come back even better next year, but just don't do some dumb shit in the offseason like you did. We talked about this earlier. Drake May has been announced as the starter. Anthony, do you have anything really to say about that, or are you just kind of mild? Do you not really feel anything?
No, I mean, I think that it's good that we're not going to be starting him, but what concerns me is that he's going to make his debut into the league against the Texans, who only allowed Josh Allen to complete 9 throws out of 30.
Yeah, that Texans defense is not bad. I will say thing they're not great at, it's against the pass. So there's a chance, but to start him against the Texans.
That's what I'm saying.
Know.
You know,
I don't know.
And I was going to go into this earlier, but I did call it, though, during the offseason or in the beginning of this year. We talked about when do the Patriots start Drake May. And I say they start him by around week 6, week 8. If we're playing that bad, we start him, right? Or if we're, or say like it's later on to the season, we're still starting Drake May and it's going really bad, then we put in Drake May in the middle of that game. But this is what it's looking to be right now. And like, I don't hate it, honestly. I want to see the kid go out there. I want to see what he's made of. Are we going to lose that game? Yeah. Are we going to suck?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's a fair assumption, but.
But if he plays well, then you're encouraged.
Yeah, you know.
It's really win-win situation for Patriots fans. If he plays well, you're encouraged. Yeah. If he doesn't, you expect it.
Right, exactly. That's all we can do. You know, I'm not going to lie, though. I was kind of hoping for a Tom Brady situation going on here. Brissett gets hurt.
Yep.
Oh, no. Who do we get to bring in now? Drake May.
And well, that we'll happened last game, does. But Drake May didn't do much. Almost, he just got sacked.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm excited to see what the kid's gonna do though. I think it's cool. It's gonna be brutal, but maybe not though. I don't know. But from what I've seen so far, I feel like it's going to be. But no matter what, I'm excited. That's, you know, it's our first rounder, it's our first round pick right there. See what he can do, and let's get him going, honestly. I'm excited.
Right. Well, getting into the last thing, and I kind of saved the best for last. And realistically, I think the NFL should be looked into for this because this shit was crazy. Anthony, you can say whatever you want after this, but I'm going to read through it. I'm going to show a couple of videos and then we'll give our mandates. That does not make sense. But anyways, the NFL's rule mandates that loss of consciousness means that the player is not allowed to return to the game at any time. Josh Allen, in an ugly game against the Texans, got hit so hard that he lost consciousness. It was clear that he was knocked out, so it was expected that Mitch Trubisky came into play at least for one snap or a couple of snaps or for the whole game if he actually lost consciousness. One play later, he was back in the game and he was playing. And before I get into this, I want to show you exactly this video, the hit, and what I'm going to go into after this. So we're going to do this. The screen. Let me know if you can see this, Ant.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be no volume, but dead weight. Dead weight. Right? And you can see specifically right there, he's just not moving. So,
no.
With that being said, this is what gets really, really weird, because he was obviously out cold, right? They walk him back to the sideline after he gains consciousness. However, it's a little bit sus what the medical unit and the medical team did for the Bills, because there's been clear pictures and videos of them using smelling salts to wake him up. And when I say that, let me show you what I mean. Clear. I don't know why that's not showing. Clear smelling salts. Now, did they use it when he was actually out cold? We don't know, but this is a clear video. And this is another video that shows it right here. They're pointing at him, like, use it, buddy, which is against the NFL rules. And if he was out conscious, the NFL, I don't know if they should be fined. I don't know if the Bills should be fined. I don't know what would happen with that, but the NFL needs to get looked into, because that is not good, especially with a guy that represents the NFL probably the second most after Patrick Mahomes. I mean, He's one of the main guys in the NFL that's your ambassador. And you're looking at this and you say, hey, man, one play in. Here's some smelling salts. Get back in. And realistically, the NFL, I don't think maybe the refs could have went in. But if the medical staff, like I said, sus-ass medical staff, because that's not normal. They know the rules. They should not have played him. But if they cleared him, and the head coach knows that he's cleared, and the refs know that he's cleared, there's not much you can do as an NFL team or an NFL organization. The only thing that you can really find would be their medical staff. But it's like, if he gained consciousness and he went through the tests, it does not really seem like he went through the test, right? But if he went through it and he was cleared. However, the rules say if he's out conscious, he cannot play. And that replay shows him clearly dead weight. So that's a medical staff thing. I don't really know if you can blame the refs or the NFL. If anything, you got to blame the medical staff. And I really don't blame the NFL, because I don't think you can do anything. How can you prove that he was out conscious if he wakes up with everyone around him and no one can see it? I mean, you're not going to go on to replay and just look if he's out conscious, be like, hey, call down, bench him. He can't play for the rest of the game. So if anything, I think you blame the medical staff. But Anthony, do you have anything else? Do you think they should blame the NFL? I mean, the NFL definitely should look into it, but I don't know what's going
to happen. Honestly, all I could see, it was when they gave him the smelling salts was when Dexter would give his victims the smelling salts right before he'd kill them. Like, I'm sorry, that's all that came to my head.
Oh my God, dude.
Tonight's the night. Get back in the game, you know?
That's some S-tier analysis right there, yeah. Good job.
That's all I saw. I don't know, like, and that's a tough situation. Okay, no jokes aside, that's a tough situation, right? I don't really necessarily know if you can blame the NFL. You certainly can't blame the refs. The refs had nothing to do with that in that situation, right? That's not the refs. But
I will say this. The refs are the ones that see a targeting call and say, hey, either New York calls down to them and says, hey, you need to stop playing. We need to look at this. Or they call to New York, or they have communication back and forth being like, hey, this is targeting, or we need to check this. This is targeting. If they saw him go, boom, knocked out cold, stop the play. If he's out cold and you can see it, what do you do? Like, what's the rule? Do the refs get paid to do that? Can they do that? What's ethical? What's not?
You see, and unfortunately, that's actually something I actually don't really know. Do you blame the refs? What? Do you blame the NFL? NFL as an organization, or do you blame the medical staff? Like, what do you blame in that sense? Right. Certainly, you're going to point fingers at the medical staff, right? The refs is questionable. The NFL as an organization, questionable. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. And honestly, I think I'm going to look that up later on and kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
look it up.
Look at just a rule, but. Yeah, dude, I don't know who you blame. I'm trying to look to see when this rule was placed, because there's definitely been some times recently where I feel like players have been low-key out cold and they have not gone out of the game. But I'm looking right now. I can't really find it. Man, this is fucking insane. Okay. Okay, so this was the one I was thinking with Tua. Tua's done this a couple of times, but the one time where he was stretchered off the field, clearly he's not going to return. He didn't return. But I'm curious as to see, like, when he was throwing up the gang signs and he didn't have to get taken off the field with a, whatchamacallit, what was it just called? A stretcher. Yeah. I'm curious if he was allowed back in the game or if he just had a concussion and they automatically told him he can't. Because Josh Allen, he hit his head. Maybe he didn't have concussion. I'm pretty sure those times where Tua had that happen to him, he was probably tested and he didn't clear protocol. But Josh Allen
probably got the wind knocked. He probably got the wind knocked out of him, maybe just for a split second, different from a concussion, I guess. Playing? But like, I don't know. That's an interesting question, though. Gotta look into that.
Yep. I wish I could ask someone. We don't know, but that wraps up the news, and we're gonna get into our week six predictions, and then we're done. We're done. So, four teams have byes: Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, and Vikings. The only two remaining teams are undefeated.
Thank God Chiefs have a bye. Thank God. I don't want to hear Chris Collinsworth. That's a heck of a play by Mahomes. Don't want to hear that.
I thought it was just a bit ironic. It's kind of crazy. There's no way anyone would have guessed the Vikings were going to be fucking 5-0, but it is crazy that both the undefeated teams are on a bye at the same time. So we're going to get into it. Yep. Thursday Night Football, when this drops, you guys will be hearing this. So get ready for that. It is the 49ers at Seattle. Anthony, who do you have winning? Now, hey, man.
I have Seattle.
So pick the right team.
I have Seattle.
Later. I'm just playing.
I'm just looking at it in a perspective. Yes, I get it. They just lost to the Giants, but man, they don't look bad. They've had a cupcake schedule. Yeah, sure. But I mean, hell, I mean, they're looking good. And Niners, they've played some teams that they've really should have beaten by at least by 14, and they haven't. And I'm all like, oh man.
This is the easiest part of our schedule, and we're not above 500. It's really worrisome.
And I'm sorry. Typically, like, honestly, if this was last year, I'd say, yeah, Niners. But, dude, I think I'm going to have to go Seattle on this.
Yeah, only for my sake, I'm going to go with the Niners, and I'm not going
to. You're not going to say that, what?
I don't need to say anything more. Just going with the Niners. That's it. And we move on. Okay, so going into the Sunday morning and the afternoon games, we have Jags at Bears. I got the Bears.
I got the Bears, too. Jags are a bunch of bums.
Cardinals at Packers. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than people think.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals, too, just because I have Kyler Murray in my fantasy, and I want him to drop another 20 bomb before October 25th hits.
And what is that date? Remind the viewers.
That's the date That's the date where Call of Duty Black Ops 6 comes out, and he's now an actual sponsor for Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It's not looking good. Chat, should
wait,
I sell?
Wait, no, he's not.
Yes, he is. I'm not even kidding. There is an announcement with him on there. Not even kidding. Chat, real quick. Do I trade Kyler Murray now while he's still on a high value before Black Ops 6?
Yeah, drop a comment. Drop a comment.
Drop a comment, please. I need to
know. Wait. I have Kyler in my other league. I forgot about that.
We're so screwed with quarterback positions. And I picked up Derek Carr off the waivers, and he's injured now. This sucks. Oh, man.
It's not looking good, but give us the Cardinals, I guess. Colts at Titans. Jesus Christ.
The Titans have been playing good, dude.
Have been playing good. I'm going to take the Titans at home. Texans at Patriots. I'm sorry. I think this is going to be the blowout of the week. Give me the Texans.
Yeah. Texans, unfortunately.
Bucks at Saints. God damn it. This is going to be close. I'm going to take the Bucks. This division's crazy, man. Crazy.
Would it be bad if I take the Saints?
Without Derek Carr, though?
Oh, I forgot. He doesn't have Derek Carr. Yeah, give me the Bucks. Alvin Kamara put up 40 points.
Is he questionable or is he not playing?
He's out.
Okay.
He's out for a week.
Give me the Bucks. Give me the Bucks. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Give me the Bucks. Alvin Kamara put up 40 points. Thank you.
Yep. Browns at Eagles. Both these teams are playing like dog shit, but I don't think the Browns are going to beat the Eagles at home. Give me the Eagles.
I think the Eagles are going to run all over that Browns defense. I'm sorry. I think they are.
Yep. What looks to be, let me see the remaining games. This is definitely going to be the game of the week. And there's another game that could possibly be that, but Commanders at Ravens. Commanders are blazing hot right now. The Ravens mm-hmm. have played three very complete games. They're at home. I'm not going to say I think the Commanders are a fluke. I just don't think that they played anyone that are like the Ravens. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens at home.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take the Ravens. Jaden Daniels, you're looking great, man. But, dude, I think you're in for a brutal awakening for against this team. I'm not going to lie. Not saying you're going to play bad. Not saying that at all. But it's going to be a good game, and you're definitely going to see what it's like. And I'm excited for it.
Agreed. That should be the game of the week, though. Chargers at Broncos. Holy moly.
Give me the Broncos. Just, give me Bo Nix.
That's going to be like a 9-7 game. It's going to be a 9-7 game. Steelers at Raiders. Give me the Steelers. I don't see them losing back-to-back week. But I don't know, man. I mean, realistically, the Raiders are so inconsistent and so unpredictable. And you know what?
I'm going to still go with the Steelers.
I don't think the Steelers are going to lose back against teams that they should possibly win. And I feel like they should win this game. So give me the Steelers.
Yeah.
Lions at Cowboys. Don't give a fuck if the Cowboys won that game. It was a sloppy game. I think the Lions win by 10.
Give me the Lions. They're coming off of a bye week, you know. I think they're going to pull it off, you know. I think Jahmyr Gibbs and Monty, they're going to go insane again. Jared Goff and Amon-Ra. Yep. Yeah, no, they're going to connect a lot against that Cowboys defense because they've been slacking. Don't care. Give me the Lions.
Could not agree more. That Lions offense is going to be way too much for that Cowboys defense. Falcons at Panthers. I mean, we just saw what the Bears did.
So hey, Falcons. Hey, Zach. Could be a great Bijan week for you. Give me the Falcons.
God. I'm praying. Bijan, if you're listening, please give me more than 16 points. There's my meltdown. Bengals at Giants for the Sunday night football game. Holy fuck. Who is picking these goddamn primetime games? Because the next one for Monday night football is the Bills at Jets. What are we doing?
These games suck. Give me the Bengals.
Give me the Bengals, and I don't give a fuck if the Giants have won a couple games and the Bengals are 1-4. Give me the fucking Bengals, and if the Bengals lose this one, I've lost all hope. And Bills at Jets. Man, oh, man. If the Jets win this after fucking firing their head coach, Aaron Rodgers is playing like dog shit, and this team is playing the way they have been, I would panic as a Bills fan. I would panic. Yeah. Give me the fucking Bills.
Panic button.
Anthony,
that wraps up this episode.
You got anything?
No, except right now, Boston sports sucks right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yep, you need the Celtics, buddy. It'll happen sooner or later. They're coming.
Well, thanks everyone for listening with our shitty internet. We appreciate you bearing with
us. I really hope that you guys could hear us.
Yeah, I hope so too.
We stayed this. Go for it.
No, I was going to say, if you could, awesome. Thank you. Thanks for
If you did and listening. You stayed this long, please like, subscribe, drop a comment.
We'll catch comment if I need to drop, if I need to trade Kyler Murray, please.
The deadline is the 25th. Let them know. Thank you guys 25th. For listening. I need to know. Please drop a like, subscribe, and comment. Later.
Mooney moving. That's fired, that's caught, and that is Hodge. And Hodge is going to take it to the end zone. A most improbable win for the Atlanta Falcons.